some early flirtation or something like that.
The only friendships or contacts that I recall, because I wasn't in public school yet.
Okay.
So was the neighbors, and the neighbors were Italian.
Ah.
Not at the half a house. This was like down the block. Mm-hmm. Was that I recall going to these neighbors, and they were Italian family. And so there was, I remember the boy's name, Goody, was okay. My age. So Goody and I were pretty much, we'd go inside each other's house, and they'd come into my house, and we'd have, so I didn't really run into anything in prejudice, that mm-hmm. made me being alerted to what segregation was, because on that block or in that particular area, it was sort of mixed.
So neighborhoods, it was probably typical for the South in that period of time, neighborhoods weren't segregated.
No, they weren't segregated. No.
In the South.
No, that's right. Not in New Orleans anyway.
Right.
Not in that area. I don't know about any other part of the South, but in New Orleans it wasn't.
Okay. And
the first sense of segregation, or that there was some form of segregation, came to me through my godfather, who was French Creole, but very light-skinned. He passed for white. Yeah. And he would take me into town to shop for me, for a birthday or for whatever holidays. I don't recall the exact holidays, but I do recall the incident of getting on the streetcar and him going all the way up to the front where the motorman was. There was a motorman and a conductor, and they had these signs where you put up in between each section. You could move. For example, if there were more white people on the streetcar at the time, then this sign would be moved back. Each
right.
seat had a little hole in where this you could stick this sign in. And I had to stay behind that sign, and he would go up front, and then he'd come back and make a joke out of it. But I realized then there was a difference, that me being black, I couldn't go past that sign. But the white sat in the front end and the black sat in the back end.
And can you describe how you felt even at that early time about that?
Well,
or did you
have a sense
of anything?
I felt very hurt about the whole thing, because I felt that I wanted to go up front, the front, like any kid would like to do, mm-hmm. go to the front of the streetcar and stand up and watch the motorman or whatever. I couldn't do that. And so I really felt, it gave you sort of feeling of rejection.
Mm-hmm.